boobies. Here we go with another episode of Couldn't Care Less Podcast, continuation of episode 19. This is the rest of, well, I wanted to tell you another story because after the amazing weekend and bachelor party trip, kind of, so to speak, that we took, I got back and all hell broke loose for me. If you didn't notice in the last episode and you were watching on YouTube, I look a little funny still. I know you probably always think I look funny, but I definitely look a tad bit more funny today. And I looked even funnier yesterday. Okay. So hopefully it goes away soon, but if you can't tell, I've got some, just a little bit of swelling around my eyes, and I'll tell you why. Okay. So yesterday was obviously the first day I got back, from the trip, or I got back on Sunday. Yesterday had to work, obviously from home. But around midday or so, I went to go take my lunch. Janina was outside, doing some yard work and stuff. And, you know, I finished lunch in like 10 minutes or whatever. So I go outside, I see her doing some yard work. I'm like, all right, you know what? Perfect time for me to get the lawn cut. I at least can cut the back right now. I got, you know, another 40 or so minutes until I got to really be back. So I decide to start cutting the lawn. And when I was cutting the lawn, I started feeling a little funky. Now, I don't know if this, I have no idea what this was caused from. But what happened was I cut the lawn, or most of the lawn. I went out to the back alleyway where I hadn't cut the lawn in a while. And by the way, I hadn't cut the lawn in a while, no matter what, because the week before it was kind of crappy. And then we went on the trip and I was gone. And so like it had about a week and a half probably of not being cut. So it got pretty long. And so the alleyway, though, I have only cut that maybe one time since living here. I honestly didn't even realize for a long time how stupid this is, but I didn't even realize there was a freaking alleyway behind our house for a while. So then I see someone across the window, whatever, long story short, I see them mowing, and now I know, okay, I gotta mow my alleyway. There's no point in telling you that story, but whatever, I just did it. Moral of the story is, I go to the backyard, I mow the alleyway for the second time, okay? Very long, probably like just a little bit under my knee. I would say 2 or 3 inches under, nah, 4 inches under my knee type length, okay? And I come back from the inside of the back, or back into the backyard from the alleyway inside the gate, and I just start feeling a little weird. Like, I don't know how to explain it. It was like, just my ears started to itch a little bit. Like the insides of my ears started to itch a little bit. And then my hands all of a sudden were starting to get a little itchy. And at this point I'm thinking, okay, you know what? I got to go in. I got to get some water. You know, it's super hot outside. I've been out here for 10, 15, 20 minutes, whatever. Super hot outside. Got to go in and get some water. As I'm walking in to get some water, I stop at the porch, and now my feet are itching. And I'm like, okay, what is going on? Something's wrong. Something's not right. I feel not good. That's the best way to explain it. I don't even know. I was tingling, kind of. Like, my palms were itchy, and my feet were itchy. Then I walk into the house, and I say, hey, Janina, I'm not feeling well. Like, my hands and my feet are itchy, and she's kind of like, well, you know, maybe you're just, you know, feeling the heat, or you need some water. And then I start saying something else. And then at a certain point, she started laughing at me because I was like, I got to get in the shower. Like, I felt like I had to wash something off of me. Like, that's how it felt. I felt terrible. Everything was tingling. My hands and feet were itching like insane. My ears. I get into the shower. As I walked into the shower, it amplified times 10. My whole body was tingling, my hands were clenching up like this, and I know my friends are gonna laugh at this because I've told them how this happens sometimes. Like, if I get dehydrated, my hands, really dehydrated, I mean, you know, two too dehydrated. You're not. It's only happened like twice in my life. My hands will clench. Apparently this happens, but they'll go like that, and it's very hard to open them. That's usually what happens if I get dehydrated. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe I'm getting dehydrated because now I'm doing this in the shower. And I'm freaking out, though. Everything's clenching up. My whole body's tingling. I called Janina. I was like, hey, something's wrong. Like, going nuts. Now she starts getting worried. I drop down to all fours in the shower. I'm on all fours again, just like I was in the last episode. In the shower. At this point, I can't see. So now she looks, she takes a look through the glass and then opens the glass and sees my entire face was swollen shut. Like, my eyes were closed, my mouth, my tongue was swollen, going nuts. So she's like, should I call the ambulance? What should I take you to the hospital? I said, in the best way I could, take me to the hospital. Like, I couldn't even talk. Take me to the hospital. Like, literally sounded like that. Okay. Also, do you see my freaking lettuce playing around in my face? I know it's luscious. You don't have to say anything. Anyways, sorry. Get back to the story, Corey. I'm losing it. Okay. I can barely walk at this point. My legs are shaking. Everything is not okay. We get out to the car, the drive to the hospital. I was kind of wincing, having a little bit of a hard time breathing. And I'm starting to freak out. Like, holy smokes, this is really serious. Janina's freaking out. She's on the phone with my mom. All this crazy stuff. Finally get to the hospital. They give me some steroids. They give me Benadryl, whatever else. And I'm sitting and you know, got all this stuff in my... Everything ends up being fine. I have no idea what caused it. It was like an allergic reaction, okay? But I gotta show you the pictures. Okay, because you're going to see these, and I know if you're listening, you're not going to see them, but they're worth seeing. So if you are listening, go to the YouTube channel at some point and check it out, because it's a little bit scary. It's honestly scary what I looked like. Okay, if you ask me, here's the first one. I was a pretty good sport about it. Once I was in the hospital and I figured out, like, okay, I think I'm going to be okay. Like, they told me, like, okay, your airways are open. You're pretty good. You can be able to breathe, stuff like that. I was like, okay, I'm calming down. I started calming down. I know I was hyperventilating at one point. This is the first picture I took. So as you can see, it looks like one of those roller machines, you know, like for grass, rolled over my eyelids and closed them shut. I've got a breathing machine. She was just like, put this up to your mouth. It'll help you breathe. Okay, cool. My hair, because I had just gotten off of all fours in the shower and just went, like, Janina took the towel and just rubbed my hair real quick. So that's, I'm not sure what that is. It's like a half mullet, kind of like the guy I was telling you about in the last episode. That's kind of what his hair looked almost exactly like. It was just a tad bit longer in the back. And it was white and blonde. So he looked crazy. Well, I don't even know. I look crazy right there. I look like I was rolled over by a machine, for sure. I look like I got punched in the face 1,500 times by Mike Tyson, but he didn't punch me hard enough to give me a black eye. I don't even know if that's possible. This is the next one. So, of course, I said lols in that one because I thought it was pretty funny. Everyone is losing it. They wouldn't let Janina in the hospital. So, like, I'm the only one allowed in the hospital. Like, they had to do all the tests or whatever before they even walked me in, but they walked me straight back. They thought I was not going to be able to breathe. This is the next one I took. As you can see, this was after the Benadryl kicked in a little bit, and my left eye decided to open up a tad. My right eye was like, nuh-uh, you're not going anywhere. So my right eye looks like a flat putting surface with a nice little slit in the middle, and my right eye finally... open, or my left eye, I don't know if I messed that up, my left eye is open a tad bit, my right eye is not, and just look at the hair. This is gonna be the next time I use this, or the second time I use this ever, but I couldn't care less that I'm showing you these, because it's not even embarrassing. I know that I'm not the best looking dude in the freaking world, and this is worth seeing, okay, so... Here's the next here's the next one. So finally I got out of there. And at this point, I feel as though I look just like Will Smith, you know, from Hitch, when he, the basically the exact same thing happens to him. So I'm thinking I look pretty much exactly like Will Smith, which even that messed up, like whatever, you know, Will Smith's going to come back looking sexy. I look like I'm going to turn into one of the people from The Hills Have Eyes. I don't know if you've seen that, but that's what I'm, that's the direction I was heading on. And Janina thought that I looked like the Animorphs. I don't know if you know what the Animorphs are, but this is them. Okay. He's only human when he wants to be. This guy freaking transforms into a whatever, like a creature. This is the first thing she said I looked like, an Animorph. Here, this is the old, look at, I think I kind of look like the fourth one. No, the fifth one. Or I guess that's the third one from the human. Yeah, third one. Definitely. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, it was a crazy, crazy, crazy experience. And of course, it hasn't gone all the way down yet, so I still kind of look puffy. But this is the best it's been since the entire thing happened. So, it's a wild ride. And now I have to carry an EpiPen everywhere I go. So, if you ever see me looking like a bowling ball, like my face is flat, I don't know why I thought a bowling ball. It's like flat and puffy. It was just the weirdest thing. The entire lower, like right under my, right here, was just out here. But I'm alive and I'm well. Okay? I'm making pods. I'm making casts. Okay? You should go to Twitter. Go to @CCLpod. Follow that. Go to Instagram. @SaichiBabyCCL. Follow that. And Facebook. Facebook.com/CCLpod. Okay? Follow that. Follow the length of my luscious lettuce. Okay? Go to WayOverParGolf.com. Check that out. Got some cool gear there. You can also get merch for I almost called it a show again. Don't do that. Okay? You can get merch. I'll provide a link, probably, I think. Other than that, my time's up. This is easy. I love this. I feel as though I'm telling just enough of a story. I don't have anything controversial for you. I just kind of made fun of myself today. And that's okay. You gotta be able to take it sometimes. I don't know why I'm still talking. All right? So I'm going to let you go. And I'm going to think of some more shit to talk about next time. Because that's all I have. All right? Love you, my boobies.